1. How does the river help the economy? I believe that rivers are very essential to a country's economy because they are a valuable natural resource. In addition to providing water for irrigation operations, they also ensure soil fertility. They are also used to generate electricity and are useful for navigation and transportation. 2. Why are rivers important? What benefits do rivers give? From my perspective, firstly, the river is a main source of income for fishermen and farmers. Secondly, rivers are absolutely vital for fresh drinking water, for people's livelihoods, and for nature. Moreover, it provides water for irrigation operations and also ensures soil fertility. They are also used to generate electricity and are useful for navigation and transportation. Lastly, rivers provide excellent habitat and food for many of the Earth's organisms. 3. What is the economic importance of rivers and lakes? In my opinion, lakes and rivers play an essential part in the economy. For irrigation purposes, navigation, and hydropower generation, it is considered important. Tourism and recreation play a fundamental role in the economic benefit of lakes and rivers. 4. How can lakes benefit local people? Lakes can provide us with prime opportunities for recreation, tourism, and cottage or residential living. They are also respected by many people for their historical and traditional values. Rivers are absolutely vital for fresh drinking water, for people's livelihoods, and for nature. Rivers can be used as a source of renewable energy in the production of hydroelectric power, and they are also a source of fresh water for drinking and irrigation. Leisure activities are another function: fishing, canoeing, swimming, and bathing. 5. How do rivers and lakes affect local tourism? Without a doubt, lakes provide a good opportunity for local tourism to develop. Here, people can do recreational activities and sightseeing, which is the ideal feature of a tourist destination. 6. Why is it important for countries to trade goods and services with each other? What is the importance of trade to a country? In my humble opinion, international trade allows countries to expand their markets and access goods and services that otherwise may not have been available domestically. As a result of international trade, the market is more competitive. This ultimately results in more competitive pricing and brings cheaper products to consumers. 7. Can you give some examples? Yes, of course. Vietnam has to import electronic devices like mobile phones from America or China, because we don't have the capability to produce them. On the other hand, we export coffee and rice to the nations that need them. 8. Why is importing important? I reckon that exports and imports are important for the development and growth of national economies because not all countries have the resources and skills required to produce certain goods and services. Nevertheless, countries impose trade barriers, such as tariffs and import quotas, in order to protect their domestic industries. 9. Can a country survive without trade? Can a country survive without trading with other countries? I think that no country's economy can survive on its own today. Our economies are all closely linked. It is therefore important for us to work with our partners to strengthen our global trade relations. 10. What are the advantages and disadvantages of importing products from other countries that are also available locally? From my point of view, one of the major drawbacks is that it's very bad for the inner economy. It's a loss of business because labor in some countries around the world is so cheap that Vietnam cannot compete with it. On the other hand, one benefit is that the products become more affordable or available at a reasonable price for everyone. 11. If trading among countries suddenly stopped, how would this affect people's lives? Honestly speaking, none of the countries can meet the demand by themselves. So if international commerce ceased, the products would be unavailable. And laborers will be unemployed. 12. Is this good or bad? It's definitely negative because we don't have some products to use, like cars, mobile phones, or computers. or some companies specialize in clothes. If international trade stopped, they would fire a lot of workers.